الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في سيد الدرو الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد. Respected brothers and elders, once Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was in his home, and as he emerged, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in had been discussing the virtues and the greatness and the excellence of different Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam overheard their conversation as he emerged from his room. He addressed them and he says, سَمِعْتُ كَلَامَكُمْ وَعَجَبَكُمْ. I heard your conversation. And some of you expressed his astonishment regarding different Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his rank was so high, he was the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim Khalilullah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And somebody said that Musa was Kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody had praised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And somebody praised Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Like that, Sahaba had been discussing the different virtues and who is the most great, who is the greatest of all the prophets. Or they had been discussing the excellence of the different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam agreed. Undoubtedly what you have said is true. Ibrahim is of that rank, Khalilullah. Musa alayhi salam is Kalimullah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc, etc, etc. But he says, Allah, behold, hearken, listen. Wa ana Habibullah. But I am the Habib of Allah. The word Habibullah has got, or the rank of Habibullah has got a much greater rank than Khalilullah. And he said, Wala fakhra, I'm not saying this out of pride or arrogance. This was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in certain incidents in ahadith, he said, do not extol me. And he praised other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. But on this particular occasion, he had to drive home an important lesson and a point that he was from the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was the greatest of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah used to say, مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ وَمَا ذَرَأَ وَمَا بَرَأَ نَسَمًا. Allah has not created any soul greater and more honorable than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually taken a qasam on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَمَا سَمِعَتُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى حَيَاتِ أَحَدٍ غيره صلى الله عليه وسلم. I haven't heard Allah, or haven't read in the Quran Allah taking an oath, a qasam on any other being, in any other person's life besides the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he says, وَلَا فَخْرَ. I'm not saying this out of pride, but I'm the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ شَافِعٍ مُشَفَّعٍ. I'm going to be the first person who will intercede on behalf of mankind and on behalf of specifically my ummah. And we have heard the lengthy hadith, which is known in the hadith of shafa'ah, of intercession, where the people will go to Adam alayhi salam first on the day of Qiyamah, and they will beg to him that, ask Allah Ta'ala now to start the reckoning. How long are we going to tarry here? How long are we going to stand here? We cannot endure the heat, and we cannot take the horrors of Qiyamah. And Adam alayhi salatu salam will send them to Nuh alayhi salatu salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and then to Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Isa alayhi salatu salam, and finally to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will go into prostration. And when he will be in sajda, it is mentioned in the books of hadith that at that time Allah will inspire Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such words of praise of Allah that nobody ever praised Allah in those words before. And after Rasulullah SAW will be praising Allah in that manner, Allah will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asak. O Muhammad SAW, raise your head now. Sal tu'ta. Ask, beg, whatever you want, you'll be granted today. Washfa'tu shaffa. Intercede, and your intercession will be accepted. So Rasulullah SAW said, Ana awwalu shafi'in mushaffa', I'll be the first person who will intercede and whose intercession will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ana awwalu man yaqra'u bab al-jannah, I'll be the first person to knock on the door of Jannah. The doors of Jannah will never be open for any other Nabi, for any other person, until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters it first. And then he said, أنا أحمد, in one riwayat. أنا أحمد وأنا محمد وأنا أحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My name is Muhammad, my name is Ahmad, the praised one. Allah has praised me. وأنا حاشر يحشر الناس يوم القيامة عند قدمي. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise me on the day of Qiyamah, and after that the entire creation will be raised from the graves at my feet. وأنا العاقب الذي لا نبي بعده. I am the final Nabi, no Nabi to come after me. In one riwayat, وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. أَنَا نَبِيُّ التَّوْبَةِ وَنَبِيُّ الرَّحْمَةِ. I am the Nabi of Tawbah. Ulama say, Rasulullah should make excessive Tawbah. 70 times in one gathering. 100 times in one gathering. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. To show the Ummah the importance of making Tawbah. I am the Nabi of Rahmah. He was rahmatul lil'alameen. We have heard numerous incidents of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon mankind, upon the human beings, the animals, the young, the old. In one riwayat, Rasulullah says, "Ana rahma, innama ana rahmatun muhdat." I am a source of mercy. I have been sent to you as a gift, a hadiyah, muhdat. Ulali qari rahmatullahi alayhi says, "Faman qabila hadiyat Allah." ظَفِرَ وَأَفْلَحْ. That person who accepts this gift of Allah to him. Rasulullah was sent as a gift to humanity, to this ummah. Allah gave us and conferred this gift upon us. He is a tuhfa, a hadiyah upon us. Mullah Ali Qari says, rahmatullahi alayhi, that person who now accepts this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in the Nabi of Allah, he loves the Nabi of Allah, he obeys the Nabi of Allah, he praises the Nabi of Allah, he sends salutations upon the Nabi of Allah, he follows the sunnah of the Nabi of Allah, then such a person will be aflaha wa zafira, he'll be kamiyab, he'll be successful. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَقْبَلْ. That person who does not accept this hadiyah, he does not believe in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he does not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then خَابَ وَخَسِرَ, he'll be at a great loss. He'll be destroyed. So, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَاتٌ. My respected brothers and elders, we have heard many seerah talks, but today I want to concentrate, inshaAllah, on the aspect of sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salat and salam, or we know as Durood Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His rahmat and His mercy, and He elevates the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He honors the Nabi of Allah. That is the meaning of when you say, Allah has sent salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the side of Allah means Allah's special mercy upon him. Allah's rahmat is upon him. Allah elevates his stages and ranks in the hereafter. وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ and his angels send salat upon him, meaning that they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah ta'ala to send down his rahmat upon him, upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O believers, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. He also sends salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu. Send salat and salam upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is an obligation. This is one ibadat that we see. An act of worship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, and He has mentioned that He Himself has done the same. In other words, He has also sent salutations and mercy upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And He says, not only Him, but His angels have done so. So how much more important it becomes for us then, who are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to regularly send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore in one hadith it has been mentioned, Al-Bakhilu. You know, we talk about kanjus, a miser. Rasulullah SAW has classified in this hadith, that person, man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya, that my name is mentioned in his presence and he does not send salat upon me, then such a person is a bakhil, he is a miser. In another riwayat, Rasulullah says, abkhalun nas, inna abkhalan nas, the greatest miser of my ummah, of all mankind, is that person who fails to send salat and salam upon me. He hears my name, but he does not send salat or durood upon me. We have heard the incident in the time in Ramadan, when Rasulullah ﷺ ascended the minbar, and each step he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. We have heard the detailed explanation of that hadith. But on one step, Rasulullah, when he said Ameen, when Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came to him and said, Raghima anfu rajulin. In one riwayat, Ba'uda. Curse be that person. Disgrace be that person. May that person's nose be rubbed in dust. In other words, he may be humiliated. Who? That your name is taken in his presence and he does not send durood upon you. Rasulullah said Ameen to that dua. In one riwayat, Rasulullah has explained, Inna awlan nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah. The person who will be the most closest to me on the day of qiyamah. Who does not want to be in the close proximity of Rasulullah on the day of qiyamah? Who does not want to be, to enjoy the closest of Rasulullah on the day of qiyamah? All of us make the dua, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, raise us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this hadith, Rasulullah says that the person who will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً, the one who sends the most durood upon me. In one hadith, it has been mentioned, of various riwayats, مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ وَاحِدَةً, Rasulullah says that person who sends just one durood upon me. Easiest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. In the books of ahadith, we find different wordings. In Arabic, we see they are called siyagh. Different wordings, different narrations, different virtues have been mentioned. In Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, in the six books, authentic books of Ahadith, and many other Ahadith. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah ta'ala light his qabr with nur, may Allah fill his qabr with nur. He has accumulated and gathered all those different narrations and the words which have been mentioned in the hadith of durood and salam, and he's compiled the 40 durood. Some others have added to those from different other riwayat. He's made it easy for us. So we just read those 40 durood and we gain the sawab of what has been mentioned in different ahadith. Nonetheless, the person who sends one durood, one time durood upon me, Rasulullah says that Allah will bless that person 10 blessings. In fact, the word is sallallahu alayhi ashran. Allah will send down 10 salutations, meaning Allah will send down 10 mercies upon that person. Another riwayat, kataballahu lahu ashra hasanat. Allah will record for him 10 nekis, 10 deed, 10 sawab. وَمَحَا عَنْهُ عَشْرَ سَيِّئَاتِ Allah will wipe out 10 sins from such a person. 10 sins are forgiven. 10 blessings, he gets 10 sins are forgiven. وَرَفَعَ لَهُ عَشْرَ دَرَجَاتِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his rank by 10 stages in the hereafter. We are sending one time durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you just ponder over his sacrifices that he made for this ummah, how he used to cry in the nights and in different occasions, whilst on a journey even, suddenly the thought of his ummah and the plight of his ummah on the day of Qiyamah would cause him to cry and make dua to Allah. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. We are asked to just send durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just one durood you send and you are getting 10 blessings from Allah, 10 mercies, 10 sawab and 10 sins are forgiven. 10 of your darajat is being increased in the hereafter. وَكُنَّ لَهُ إِدْلَعْ عَشْرِ رِقَابٍ And the person gets the sawab of freeing 10 slaves also. Just one durood you send. And this is the reward you're getting. In one riwayat, it is mentioned, لَمْ تَزَلِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ مَا دَامَ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ That the person is sending durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as long as he's reading durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, angels continue making dua for such a person. Rasulullah said, that صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ Send durood and salam upon me, or send salutations upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ زَكَاةٌ لَكُمْ Your sending durood upon me is a means of your sins being forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person. And then Rasulullah said, وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ لِي الْوَسِيلَةِ Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me wasila. What is the meaning of wasila in this hadith? Rasulullah himself has explained. He said, that al-wasilah, darajatun rafi'ah, it is that high rank, or the highest rank, la yanaluha illa rajul, that only one person will attain that rank on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah. Only one person. From the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the entire mankind, only one person will attain that rank. And that's the most loftiest rank. Wa ana arju an akuna, Ana, I hope that it is I who will, wa ana arju an akuna, that I attain that particular rank. He says, I have hopes that I will get it. So Rasulullah asked his ummah, you and I, to make dua to Allah, O Allah, ati Muhammadan il wasila. Grant our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that highest rank on the day of Qiyamah. And when are we taught to make this dua of wasila? After adhan, it is mentioned in the hadith, that قُولُوا مِثْتَ مَا قَالَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ Exactly how the muadhin said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we are told to recite the same words. And then after adhan, ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ Nabi Kareem has taught us to read durood upon him. How many of us do this? Adhan goes on, we are busy chatting, we are talking. Sometimes we are even in the masjid, we ignore the adhan. So when a person, when the muazzin calls out the adhan, every person should be silent. How often nikahs are taking place, or nikah have just taken place, it is already time for adhan, and the adhan is called, we are busy meeting one another and making such a huge din in the masjid. When adhan is called out, every person should remain silent. Unless it's something of an urgent need or emergency, it's a different matter. And immediately after adhan, it won't even take us 2 or 3 minutes. Recite one time durood upon Nabiya Kareem. These have been mentioned in the books of hadith. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ. This is the word of Rasulullah. He says, then make durood, send durood upon me. After that, you read the dua after adhan. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والقاء. The entire dua after adhan, which we read every day. And after that, the person can make whatever dua he wishes. When a person makes dua, then first you must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukru. And this from the etiquettes of dua we have mentioned previously many times. And immediately after that, we said durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then whatever dua we need, whatever hajat we have, whatever needs we have, we make those needs, we ask Allah ta'ala to grant us all our needs and remove all our difficulties. And then in the end, before we terminate the dua, or in the middle, in the cause of our dua, we send durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. And then before we terminate our dua, again we read durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, فَجَعَلُونِ. Place me, in other words, in your dua, fi awwalihi, in the beginning of your dua, fi awsatihi, in the middle of your dua, or fi akhirihi, in the end of your dua. Once a person comes and he makes dua aloud, near Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not send any salutations upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made whatever dua he required from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had some need. He finished his dua and he went away. Rasulullah said, عَجِلَ هَذَا. This man has hastened. He's rushed. And then Rasulullah explained to the Sahaba what I explained to you now, that first in your dua, praise Allah. Allah who is the greatest, the nourisher, the provider, the sustainer, the king of all kings, our Malik, our Khaliq. And thereafter, send durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, he says, when one part of the night, one quarter of the night would pass, Rasulullah s.a.w. would stand up, he would rise, and he would say, Ya ayyuhal nas, uzkurullah, uzkurullah, O people, remember Allah, remember Allah. Ja'atir rajifa, tatba'uha radifa. The sur, the trumpet will be blown on the day of Qiyamah. The first blow, the first trumpet will be blown. Thereafter, it will be followed by a second blow. The angel has already got the trumpet in his mouth, waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Israfil alayhi salatu salam is waiting for the command of Allah to blow. There'll be two nafkha, two blows. The trumpet will be sounded twice. Ar-rajifa and radifa. Ja'a al-mawtu bima fi. Ja'a al-mawtu bima fi. He says, Rasulullah explains to us death, mort, and the horrors of death. The sakrat of mort, the pangs of death. In other words, we should prepare for Qiyamah. And before Qiyamah, prepare for mort and death. And he explains to the Sahaba that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. Then ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I send a lot of durood upon you. Inni ukthirtu salata alayk. Now when I make dua, how much of my dua should I seclude for you to send durood upon you in my dua? Rasulullah said, ma shi'ta, whatever you wish. He says, how about if I, in my dua, one quarter of my dua, I only send durood upon you? Nabi said, very good. He says, okay, half. Nabi said, well and good. He says, two-thirds. So each time Nabiya Kareem said, no problem, very good. And Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, I will make my entire dua only durood upon you. So Rasulullah then said, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ وَيُغْفَرَ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ. All your worries, your depression, your concerns, the tasks you have, the responsibilities will all be sufficed. In other words, Allah will become sufficient for you. Allah will see to your problems, your worries. Now see the barakat of durood upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a worry. We have some matter that is melting us, causing us depression, anxiety. Send durood upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the benefit. But of course, our primary objective and aim should be what? That we send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all secondary benefits that we get. So then tukfa hammak. All your depression, your worry, your concern will be removed. Allah will suffice it. Wa yughfara laka dhanbuk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Allah will forgive your sins. It is mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarrabaka 'indaka yawm al-qiyamah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa anzilhu, Allah give him al-maq'ad al-muqarrab, that's close position 'indaka by you, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of qiyamah. Whoever reads this dua and is saying that 40 durood and salam, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي, my intercession on behalf of this person becomes incumbent. Rasulullah says, it becomes wajib upon me to intercede on this person's behalf. One narration says, that person, مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ حِينَ يُصْبِحُ عَشْرًا, that person in the morning, he reads 10 times durood upon me. No specific durood has been mentioned. The easiest durood that we know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, whatever the durood we know, you read 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. أَدْرَكَتْهُ شَفَاعَتِي. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this person then deserves my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen very happy. Sahaba says, Ya Rasulullah, we can see the brightness on your face. Why is it? He says, an angel has just come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Ya Muhammad, أَمَا يُرْضِيك, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does it not please you that any person from your ummah who sends salat and salam upon you, Allah says, I will also send blessings upon such a person. I will also send mercy upon such a person. My respected brothers and elders, it has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from all the days of the week, the most virtuous of all the days is the day of Friday, the day of Jumu'ah. It is that day when Adam alayhi salam was created. Adam alayhi salam passed away. Various virtues of Friday have been mentioned in the ahadith. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we will mention these, the excellence of the day of Jummah, the virtues of the day of Jummah on some other occasion. But in this particular hadith, Rasulullah says that on a Friday, increase your durood and salam upon me. وكان الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يستحبون إكثار الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين would increase, they would like to send abundant durood, more durood and salat upon Rasul on the day of Jumu'ah. In one riwayat, Rasul has mentioned, it is يوم مشهود تشهده الملائكة. Specifically on a Friday, Allah sends more angels who witness this day of Friday and the ibadah the person makes on this Friday, the salat of Jumu'ah, the du'as a person will make, the durood and salam he will send upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to increase our durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in hadith, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّاحِينَ. Allah has got angels whose specific duty is that they convey the salam of, when a person sends durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then يُبَلِّغُونَ السَّلَامَ إِلَيَّ. That this, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, then these angels, they've got no other duty. Their only duty is that they go around the world, سَيَّاحِين, they tour the world, and whenever they hear any person saying durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they convey this durood to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many virtues. We're going to get the intercession of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our sins are forgiven. We get the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day of Qiyamah. Allah brings nur in our life, barakat in our life. Person has a problem, has a worry, has a case. And Allah, through the barakat of this durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will remove and dispel that worry. There are books, Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned 40 fawaid and thamarat and benefits of sending durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us make it a habit that every single day we send durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise, making those loud claims that we are aashiq of Rasulullah sallam, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we fail to even move our tongues in praise of Rasulullah and sending salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A poet says, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يَقُولُ. I find it so strange that a person says, ذَكَرْتُ حِبِّي. I remembered my beloved. He says, هَلْ أَنْسَ فَأَذْكُرْ حِينَ النَّسِيتْ. That he says, your beloved is such a person that you forget and you have to remember. You forget, you have to be reminded. A person's beloved is in his thoughts and mind all the time. If you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have a kamil iman, then you will be remembering Rasulullah all the time. You will have to be reminded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and hidayat. That this is also one aspect of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is also his right of us that we should send abundant durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.